last week I spoke about this ongoing disagreement between Yaakov Avinu and Hashem. Yaakov Avinu was complaining. Yaakov Avinu was waiting for the good days. I think the way to best sum it up are the words of Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. Bikesh Yaakov Avinu leishev bashalva. Yaakov Avinu had gone through a lot and was waiting for what he felt would be the productive life. Waiting for when he would really begin to build the Jewish nation under the circumstances that he felt were really appropriate. And instead he got trouble and trouble and trouble and trouble. And was waiting for it to happen. And Hashem disagreed and told him, go down to Egypt. Kilagoy gadol asim chasham. That's where you're going to become a great nation. In this week's parsha, first of all, there seems to be some kind of realization that Yaakov Avinu expresses. Where Yaakov Avinu, when he's about to give the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, he says, "Hu Elokim asher yishalchu avosai lefanav Avraham v'Yitzchak, Hashem, that my forefathers, my parents, Avraham and Yitzchak, went before him." And then, "Hu Elokim haroe osi miodi adayom hazeh, haroe osi." My shepherd, Hashem who has led me from when I was to this very day. And then he's going to conclude, Hamalach HaGolos Yimikor, Oh Yivarechus HaNarim, to bless the children. There's the realization that there was the Hashem of Avraham and Yitzchak, the one that he yearned for, the one who gave them their prosperity, who gave them everything they really needed and everything they wanted. And there's a realization that there was another, a whole other form of relationship between Hashem and him. And that is, Horo'eh osini odi ad hayom hazeh. Looking back, all of my troubles were not what prevented me from becoming what I am. But Hashem was actually leading the way. It's the realization. He was waiting for the good days, but those were the good days. The days that Yaakov Avinu formed what then became Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, were the days of trouble. All right, so you got the message, but it's not over. Because in this week's parsha, we find that there's another level of disagreement. There's a give and take. Yaakov Avinu says one thing and Hashem disagrees with him. Yaakov Avinu calls together his children and he says, "Hayasvu vagidu lachem es asher yikreschem b'acharis hayamim." Yaakov Avinu says, "I want to tell you what's going to happen in the end of days." And then, "Hi kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu al Yisrael avichem." Once again he says, "Get together. Listen to what I have to tell you." What's he calling them twice? What happened in between? Rashi tells us Vagid alachem bikesh lagalos es haketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to them the end of days. He wanted to reveal to them the secret of when the Geula Shalema is finally going to come. V'nistalka mimenu shechina. And the shechina moved away from him. V'yischil omer dvarim acherim. So he was left saying other things. So instead he gave the brachas. Yaakov Avinu felt it was necessary to tell them the case. Yaakov Avinu knew that it was a matter of thousands of years. Yaakov Avinu foresaw everything the Jewish nation has gone through, everything we're going through. And he knew exactly when and how it's going to end. He was going to reveal that to his children. And Hashem didn't allow. What exactly is the disagreement here? Yaakov feels that it's necessary on his deathbed to go and give over all the prophecies. Not only, Daniel also writes, the end of the book of Daniel, the end of Sefer Daniel, we're told when it's going to happen. He says, he gives us the whole cheshbon there, Moed, Moed, and Vachetzi. Yaakov Avinu was going to reveal it in a way that it was understandable. Yaakov Avinu was going to reveal it in a way that every Jew would always know. And Hashem says no. Yaakov Avinu understood that we go through all of our problems. He understood that we grow through Golus. He understood now that coming down to Egypt, yes, this is the right place for the Jewish nation to be born. He understood what we're made of. He was corrected. He was shown the way. Yaakov Avinu felt now, all right, it's time to explain to the Jewish nation what you're up against. What are you going to be going through? These are going to be your battles. We'll grow. We'll be great. We'll face the challenges. Comes Hashem and says, even that is too much. There's a whole other level of challenge that is necessary for Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, to be what it can be. You know what that is? Not knowing. Confusion. Not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. Not knowing when the end will come. There are two different levels of challenges. There's one challenge when you've got your work cut out for you. You know exactly what has to be done. You know exactly what you're up against. You're aware of the difficulties. You're also aware of what you gain. You're aware of what's in store for you if you do succeed. That doesn't mean it's easy. It's still difficult work. It's all mapped out. Yaakov Avinu felt that that's the growth process. Comes Hashem and says, no. There's a whole other level of growth. It's the idea of emunah. The idea of trusting Hashem when you don't know where you're at, you don't know what's next, you don't know when the end is coming, and you don't understand the events. Understanding difficulties is difficult enough. Not understanding difficulties, not knowing why and when, or how, that's a whole other level of growth. And it's a whole other level of relationship with Hashem. Yaakov Avinu was taught here that for the Jewish nation, living in confusion, trying to sort things out, keeping a sense of clarity, even though you do not know exactly how to interpret everything going on around you, keeping clarity when there's uncertainty, keeping clarity when the guarantees are only on a national scale and there is no time frame. Keeping your clarity then. That is the greatest test of all. The greatest challenge of all. We're not just athletes. They take challenges and they grow from them. The human being needs security. Fears stifle. Fears prevent people from becoming anybody. Fears drive people to the loony bin. When you're afraid, you don't think rationally. When you're afraid, your mind just doesn't work. Your values are totally distorted. You're overcome by fear. A sense of security when you don't understand and you don't know. The Jewish nation has gone through a lot. Among the greatest stories of the way Jews lived through the Holocaust and other such circumstances, the greatest stories are those of Jews being tortured. And aside from saying Shema Yisrael, the other most famous last words are Ani Mamin. Ani Mamin de'emuna shalema b'vias HaMashiach. I believe that Mashiach will come. This sounds almost Christian. You're dying and you believe there'll be a second coming or something or other. Why was this such an important issue? Why is it so important that Jews went to their death saying it? It's an expression of an understanding that this is part of a process. We don't know exactly why. We don't have an explanation for any component. We don't know how it's going to end. But we understand that it's part of a process. And that gives us security. It is the famous opinion of the Smak, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that the mitzvah of belief, trust that Mashiach is going to come, I mean, Rambam listed as one of the 13 Ikrim. According to Rambam, if one does not believe that Mashiach is coming, and furthermore, if one does not anticipate his coming, he is considered a non-believer. So in every one of the 13, in every one of those fundamentals, the Rambam lists a source. For this one, what does the Rambam list? Well, you see in Bilam's blessings, he talks about the end of days. Vitzim miyad kitim. He describes the end of days. So if you don't believe in Mashiach's coming, you don't believe that Bilam really said that and that he was really a prophet. So you're denying the authenticity of the written law. So you're not Bikoros. That's what the Rambam says. That's what makes this one of the fundamentals of faith. This is what makes it one of the Ikrim. For that matter, Rambam could have listed any detail in any halacha. And Ramesh, that's a fundamental. If you don't believe in it, then you're not Bikoros. So the Smak writes, where were we commanded to believe in the coming of Mashiach? He says it's written, it's included in the first commandment. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. What's the significance of having taken you out of Egypt? Says the Smak. This is not only a mitzvah, a commandment, to understand that Hashem exists, but also to understand that there is a plan, to understand that there is divine providence and there's a plan. This world was created for a purpose, and it's going to get there whether you like it or not. Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. No one ever escaped from Egypt before the Jews. Doesn't make a difference. This world was created for the sake of Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. In the word Bereishis already, it is stated that this world was created for those who will accept the Torah at Har Sinai, which means the Jews. And as a result of it, world history will have to unfold in a way whereby we fulfill our purpose. Says the Smak, the world was created for the sake of achieving perfection. And it will arrive at it whether one likes it or not. Belief in Bias HaMashiach does not mean I have faith that a Savior will come. That's not what it means. What it means is, far more importantly, I understand that there was purpose in creation, and that purpose will be fulfilled. The anticipation Rambam talks about means I am buying into the concept that we're not a bunch of freeloaders. We were created for a purpose. And it kills to see the world not fulfilling that purpose. The anticipation is not just, you know, we got so many problems, can't Mashiach come? Settle our finances, work out all the disputes in the family and the neighbors. I once overheard two elderly Yerushalmi women. They're waiting for the bus in the rain and discussing. They're trying to get somewhere. They've got to take a bus here and then take a bus there and then walk a little. So this one says, don't worry, Mashiach's going to come. There's going to be a bus waiting for you in front of your house and we'll take you to wherever you want to go. Yeah, that's not what it's all about. We anticipate the coming of Mashiach because we're fed up with a world not accomplishing its purpose. All the genius in creation was made for what? For human beings to walk on the moon? Wow, it was accomplished. It's a great accomplishment. What was it done for? What was it all for? Hashem created a perfect place for human beings to turn themselves into perfect beings. Hashem created a place where we could walk with Him. And it's Olam Hazeh, it's this world yet, where things are so finite and yet can be so infinite. It's not especially the way the world looks today. And that kills. That's what waiting for Mashiach is all about. That's what anticipating Mashiach is all about. It's the expression of a frustration for the state of humanity. Yaakov Avinu was now taught by Hashem that living in the dark, living where you have to maintain that sense of clarity when you cannot explain events, and where events change so quickly, it's so difficult to keep up with them. That's all part of the growth process. Learning to trust Hashem and know that there's so much we cannot understand. And yet in the larger sense, we know exactly where it's headed. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzivtichem eretz Mitzrayim. There was a goal to creation. There was purpose. And that purpose is going to be accomplished. And we have confidence. We have clarity. We know it's going to happen. When they were burning Jews alive, we knew ultimately this world is going to attain perfection. When Jews suffer and we don't understand why. When Jews suffer and we don't understand how Hashem really thinks that they're going to come around. When the people that have to hear it most are so far removed and can't. And we don't quite understand. On the one hand, the Torah tells us that suffering is for the sake of bringing us back. On the other hand, here we are, about a generation after the Holocaust. How effective was the Holocaust in bringing them back? And we wonder. We don't understand. We don't understand. We do understand that Hashem does know what He's doing. Far better than anything we've ever understood about ourselves. Maintaining that kind of clarity, maintaining emunah through uncertainty, that is the greatest test of all. And that's what made us great. That made us far greater than anything else that we were subjected to. The uncertainty. You know, people say We are more at a loss today than ever before. We don't know what's happening. You speak to survivors. They didn't really know what was going on then either. There was a leadership saying the Jewish nation has gone bankrupt. And they predicted the worst. But people didn't want to believe it. And they didn't know what was happening. And they thought all the world wars were there just to speedily bring the coming of Mashiach. And they were expecting him to reveal himself any day. That wasn't especially what happened then. Through all of Golis, there was uncertainty. Through all of Golis, it was a mystery. Through all of Golis, people waited and hoped and tried to understand and had a gematria for every year why that is the year that Mashiach is going to come. It was always this way. We're convinced, though, that this is it. And maybe there are more signs than ever before. And we're near the end. And they told us that that's really going to be difficult. Our inability to understand what's going on is far greater than the past. We don't have people like the Chafetz Chaim walking around telling people, go to Eretz Yisrael because Europe's going to get destroyed. What we do have, though, is something else. Hashem speaks to us. The Torah is very clear. We know what we're supposed to be doing. Times are confusing, but we know what we're supposed to be doing. We understand that tshuva will bring the gula. We know that. We also understand that Hashem is going to help because we were promised that Jews are going to come back in the end of days. So we know what's going to happen. We understand that tshuva is not limited to telling the non-frum to become frum. We understand that it's so much easier to tell someone to keep Shabbos than to make demands on ourselves at our level, where there's so much more expected of us. It's so much easier to preach to others than it is to go and deal with our own individual issues. Tshuva is not limited to making noise out there. Tshuva includes doing your soul searching, asking ourselves, where is our Yiras Shamayim? We who do know, and all of that through uncertainty. We're clear, although we don't know. We don't know when and we don't know how, but we're clear. And that is the greatness of the Jew. This was that last piece that Hashem had to add in his lesson to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, who aside from being the father of the Jewish nation, we are all B'nai Yisrael, Yaakov is the patriarch that stands for the Golus because of what he went through. Yaakov was taught, not only was I your shepherd by giving you all of these troubles, I was also your shepherd by leaving you out in the cold. You said, Elokim Haro'a Osi, you understood that your tzoris were really Hashem leading the way. Now there's another level. Your uncertainty, your not understanding, that was also part of the plan. Living for years not knowing where Yosef was nor why it happened. Being unable to forget Yosef. Losing his Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem did not give him prophecy. because he was afraid he would have to reveal where Yosef was. Living in uncertainty. Living without prophecy. Living without knowing what's going on. Understand that that too was Hashem leading you along the path of growth and greatness. Working on your midas is important. But above all, working on emunah. Feeling secure. Not fearing, although we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Feeling secure because we know that ultimately Hashem knows what He's doing. And like everything else in nature, it's perfect. It's complex. And one day we're going to find how every last detail fits into the puzzle. How everything we didn't understand had a specific role. And it all fits so perfectly. One day we'll know. And developing that confidence today is part of the process of building the eternal great Jewish nation.